Thank God for the truth. Amen. The truth will help you no matter what you're in. What condition you're in, the truth will help you. Whether you're saved or lost, you get right with Him. Thank God it'll be through the truth. And Jesus is the truth. I'm going to read a verse or two in Hebrews 13. I appreciate the good preached word. Amen. The good songs tonight. Hebrews 13. I'll try to read a little there. The Bible said in verse 1 of Hebrews 13, let brotherly love continue. Surely the right thing. And God says that they'll know you, my disciples, because you have love one for another. I'm glad for love. I'm glad, thank God, there's nothing greater than the charity of God. Amen. Amen. Listen, thank God He said, now these abide. Amen. Faith, hope, charity, the greatest of these is charity. Brethren, we don't listen. Ultimately, when we get in eternity, the charity will only be abiding. We won't need faith, we'll see Him. We don't need hope, we'll be there. But charity will be amongst us. Amen. Because Jesus Christ is charity. He's God. God is love. The Bible said, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. For thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Angels, a messenger of God. And I'm telling you this, thank God there's nothing, brethren, listen, there's a lot of things people try to call and try to say it's not true, but God's God and He does things in a supernatural way. I don't know if I've ever met an angel unaware, but I've heard people testify of God sending them some, and I believe that. I know some people God's used and never seen them again. Amen. I mean, God just brought them to that place and done something for them and never seen them again. That's right. God's a faithful God. And I don't know. Brethren, listen. He said, remember them that are in bonds is bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. And then He said, marriage is honorable and all, the bed undefiled. At whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. And that's the truth. Marriage is honorable. God put it together. He put a man and woman together. And He didn't put two men together. He didn't put two women together. But He did, thank God, put a man and a woman together in matrimony. And God's the one that instituted that. And I bless the Lord for it. Amen. Listen, thank God, God's the one that instituted marriage. In the beginning, in the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, He spoke about it, thank God. And He did in chapter 2, He put them together. Thank God, He brought the woman to the man in the sleep. He put on the man, got the rib out. Thank God, made the woman, brought her to the man. And I bless the Lord, thank God tonight for marriage. I believe it's a great institution of God. I'm glad God did. He said it's good for man not to be alone. And brethren, He brought him a wife. Amen. And that's the way God set it up. And I thank Him for that. And brethren, He said it's undefiled. The bed's undefiled. Amen. He put His blessing on it. And He said if you go outside the marriage bed, He said there's judgment upon it. No matter what sin it is, sexual sin, He said there's judgment on anything outside the marriage bed. Verse 5, He said, let your conversation be without covetousness. That means your manner of living, not live in covetousness. Don't desire things God forbids. Amen. Don't listen. Amen. Don't get your eyes on things that cause you lust. And listen, lust to me is something is something that's in you. Lust is in you. He said, don't make provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Lust is in us. In the Adamic nature, in the nature of Adam, we lust. Amen. That's why we battle these things. Amen. Listen, thank God, just why you battle different things, have different weaknesses. We have all weaknesses, but there's different weaknesses. In every one of us, there's no temptation taking you such as common to man. Everything we go through, it's not just us going through it. It's a common temptation. It's something that happens. He said, God is faithful, who will with that temptation make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it. And so there is a way of escape from it, and it's Jesus Christ. But there is temptation. There'll always be temptation until we leave here. When we leave here, there'll be no temptation. But He said, let your conversation be without covetousness. And this is what the Lord said. And be content with such things as you have. Amen. Contentment with godliness, with contentment's great gain. He taught on that last week. Paul said, I've learned to be content. Whatever state I'm in, whatever condition I'm in, I've learned to be content.
content. I'm satisfied. Amen. Listen, it's hard to get yourself out of a ditch sometimes. Amen. Of always wanting. Amen. And wanting and wanting. And brother, I don't lack tonight. I'll tell you, I can't say one thing that I lack tonight. Amen. The Bible said the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That means I don't lack a thing. I don't need nothing. If I've got him, and that's right. That's a lot of our life tonight. Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, be content with such things as you have. Amen. Then he said this. Amen. He said, he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Bless the Lord. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen. I'm telling you tonight that there is a God promise. He said, I will never. Amen. Put that down. Never. Amen. The same God that said, you will never perish. He said, I will never leave thee. People said, I left the Lord. How you gonna leave somebody who won't leave you? Amen. He ain't never left none of his. Amen. He's always been faithful. I'm telling you, brethren, look at me tonight. You're looking at a man that's not always been faithful. But I can tell you, you can look at Jesus and he's always faithful. Amen. I'm telling you, he's faithful all the time. And he said, I will never leave. That means he ain't gonna depart from me. Amen. His Holy Ghost is in me abiding. Christ in me is the hope of glory. Everything he done in me. And brethren, I'm telling you this tonight, it is because, thank God, he loved me and gave himself for me. And brother Jonathan, listen, thank God the only reason tonight, amen, that we still have fleshly thoughts is because of that Adamic nature that's in us. And we ought not feed that. Amen. The more you feed it, the more it won't. Amen. Listen. Thank God he said the flesh lusted against the spirit. Lust is desire. It's an unlawful desire. Amen. It's a forbidden desire. What did he say? Thank God you can eat of every tree in the garden. But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat. For the day you eat, therefore you'll die if you eat that tree. Amen. The woman saw that it was good for food, pleasant to the eyes, and one desire to make you wise. And she took of the tree and ate, and gave to her husband, and he did eat. And right there, sin came into the world. And brethren, that's where it fell right there. And listen, it wouldn't surprise God. It didn't surprise God. He knew it before it ever happened. And thank God he had a remedy for it. And brethren, it's always been a remedy. He is a lamb slain before the world began. And he knew, thank God, man needed that. Amen. Why are we not content tonight? Amen. The salvation of the Lord. Because he said, I'll never leave thee. I'll always be with thee. And brethren, tonight, thank God I'm glad for that. Amen. Listen, he ain't going to leave you. Amen. No matter where you're at and what you're going through, amen, he'll not leave you. I'm glad to tell you tonight that he's a faithful God. Ain't none like him, and I thank God. Amen. He is faithful and true. Amen. He is faithful and true tonight. Everything he said, you can count on. You can't count on everything I say, and you can't count on everything you say, but you can count on what he said. Amen. For he has said, I will never leave thee. That's what he said. I'm telling you what he said. Amen. Listen, thank God he said, I will never leave thee. I'll never forsake thee. I'm not going to forsake you. Amen. I'll be with you always. Even to the end of the world, I'm going to be there. Amen. I'm your abiding presence. Thank God I'm your abiding Lord. Amen. I'm glad to tell you tonight, thank God. No matter where I'm at, what I'm going through, thank God, I'm telling you, I don't have to live in fear. I can live in faith. Amen. Why? Because he said it. Amen. If he didn't say it, I couldn't do it. I mean, listen, fear had torment. Perfect love casteth out fear, but fear hath torment. Amen. Why do I fear? Because of my own self-weakness. But why should I fear? What did he say? The Lord is my light and my salvation. From whom shall I fear? To whom shall I fear? Who can I fear tonight? He said, fear God. Amen. Not fear man, but fear God. He said, fear God, Brother Job. He said, thank God he can destroy both body and soul in hell. But fear, don't fear man. He can only destroy the body, he said. No need to fear man. Amen. Listen, the righteous are what? Bold as a lion. Amen. We're bold as a lion. We've got God with us. Why shouldn't we have confidence? Why shouldn't we stand? Why shouldn't we thank God, be assured in our own heart, the confidence of God's in us, and we know tonight, thank God, he'll be with us. We know tonight, thank God, we stand with him like the three Hebrew children, thank God. Here Nebuchadnezzar makes this golden image and sets this golden image up. Amen. Listen, thank God, he said, when the music plays, everybody bow to it. Amen. Listen, you look at that, people bowed. It was the sheriffs and the counselors. Sounds like the Masonic Lodge. Amen. And all these people, brother, amen, that was in that little thing. Amen. And listen, thank God, when the music played, they had bowed. And they told them, they said, there's three of them. Thank God said they wasn't going to bow. Amen. Made the king mad. And you know, I thought about that. What them boys, if they'd been compromisers and wasn't going to stand for the true and living God, they could say, listen, boys, understand the trouble of the king. We'll just sneak around the backside and we'll just kind of half bow. We'll just show up. Amen. They said, no, we ain't going to bow, friend. Amen. Listen. The king said, I heard y'all wasn't going to bow. And he said, that's true. Amen. We ain't going to bow. He said, thank God, I'm telling you this. Amen. Listen. He said, our God is able. Amen. Our God is able. Thank God, deliver us from the fiery furnace. But if he don't deliver us, he will deliver us out of your hand. Amen. Listen. Thank God, he'll say, no matter what you do to me, he's going to deliver me. Amen. I'm telling you, glory to God tonight. That'll make you want to stand. Amen. That's right, brother. Listen. Thank God, they wouldn't bow, wasn't going to bow. Amen. We need some people of God. Thank God, it ain't going to bow tonight. Amen. God have mercy. Amen. Listen, king got mad and the boys, thank God, didn't bow to him. Amen. Like that old song, the king got mad and the boys wouldn't bow. He said, turn that old furnace up high, tie them up, throw it on him. Hebrew boys are going to fry. Amen. A little while later, looked in the furnace, heard Mother Shadrach say, thank God, pull you up a chair, boys, and warm your hands. We came in here to stay. Amen. Thank God they wasn't going to bow. Brother, listen. Thank God, I'm telling you. He said, hey, you imagine this. He said, all them men of his, amen, put on them little old hose and all them coats and hats. Amen. Was going to throw them in the furnace. Amen. They got so mad he turned the furnace seven times hotter. Amen. Burn them. I mean, it burned them, son, when they got thrown in the furnace. Amen. It would burn them up. Amen. Listen, when they went to throw them men in, the fire come up and killed the men. And God slew the men that was throwing them in. But brother, he threw them, amen. He threw them in bound, Brother Todd, but they was walking loose. Amen. Thank God, he threw them in bound, but he's walking loose. Amen. They was walking loose in the furnace. Amen. Thank God, it wasn't bound no more. That's loose. Amen. Listen. Thank God, it looked in there. Amen. The king said, thank God, they walking around in there. Amen. I threw three in, but I see four. Amen to God. He is in there, but before they got thrown in, he was in there, Brother Keith. Thank God, anytime you ever tried and had to go through a furnace trial, he's already in there for you. Amen. Thank God, that's right. He's still in the fire, the song said. Amen. I'll tell you this, brother. Thank God, you'll never go through anything without him going through it with you. Amen. He said, let me count in there. He said, thank God I threw three men in there, fourth, and the fourth is like unto the Son of God. Yeah. How did he know that?
Yeah.
Oh, I think the glory was on
him. Right.
I think the glory was on him, son. I think the glory was on him. He saw that fourth man. It never saw it. It never said the three Hebrews said anything about the fourth man. It said the king saw the fourth man. Amen. Listen, thank God he called that thing. He said, bring them boys out. Amen. Here they come out of that furnace. Amen. Come out of that furnace. I mean, thank God this is free when they came out. Amen. Listen, they didn't have a smell of smoke on their clothes. Amen. They didn't have a hair singed on their head. Amen. Listen, thank God he delivered them from all that. He delivered them from the fire. He delivered them from the burning fire, Brother Joe. Amen. Listen, there's some things the fire can't burn, and it can't burn us. Amen. That's right. Hell's fire can't burn us. What you preach on tonight. Amen. There's some things that never will happen, and there'll never be a child of God burn in hell. Amen. That's right. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, and rejection of God, my friend, is sin has caused mankind, amen, to have to be punished for sin because they reject the sacrifice of God, amen. But I'm telling you, thank God, listen, amen, he delivered them, brethren, amen, and he gave glory to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, amen. He listened to this king, it was a heathen king. He said, there ain't no God that can deliver like the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He will always. Listen, all through that, I thought about old Moses. Boy, he was a meek man. He led them Israelites. Amen. I mean, thank God, a couple million or more Israelites. He brought them out of the land of Egypt. Amen. They get out. Brother, here comes Pharaoh after them. Amen. They down there, brother, and they going toward the Red Sea. And they're encamped by the Red Sea. And here they are. They need a deliverance. Brother Justin, they just need a deliverance. Amen. Listen, thank God. You need a deliverance. Here's some things. Amen. We've talked about. We just need some deliverance. Amen. Listen, they needed deliverance. You know what they said when they got down there, brother, and they looked back. And they knew they was in trouble. They saw Pharaoh. The only thing that kept Pharaoh from getting them, amen, was God. And the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night separated them. Amen. God put some provision. Hey, God put something between them. But here they are. They're at the Red Sea, brethren. Amen. Here's them breathing down their back and think that they're about to kill them. Amen. But listen. God said to Moses, this is what he said. This is what he said. He said, stand still. Boy, ain't that some kind of instruction when you get about, when you're about to die? Stand still. Why? And see the salvation of the Lord. He said, you need to, he said, stand still. Could you imagine them people in all that fretting business and worrying to death and wondering how in the world they're going to get, thank God, out of that situation they're in? And Moses looked back and he said, hey, stand still. See, authority of God causes people to do something that they wouldn't normally do. See, God's authority was on Moses. He was God's man. He was a man of God. He said, stand still. And then he said, and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I want you to see what I'm about to do. But you ain't going to listen. Thank God, listen. He told Moses, he said, stretch your rod out over it. He stretched his rod out. Brother, listen. You might think I'm crazy tonight. Brother, if you do some stretching, you'd see something.
That's right.
I mean, really. Thank God. I'm telling you, listen. God might tell you to do something you ain't used to doing. It might be what God or may bring deliverance in your soul. Amen to God. I know people think I'm crazy sometimes, but the Holy Ghost tells me to do some odd things sometimes.
Yeah.
Amen. He says, stretch it out. Stretch the rod out. Thank God that rod had already been proven. Amen. But it wasn't the rod. It was God. Amen. That was in control of it. And God said, stretch the rod out. When he did, thank God, here come the wind blowing. Amen. Thank God the wind came through and blowed. Amen. Parted the waters. Thank God. And them waters wasn't up but walls. Amen. For them Israelites to walk through on dry ground. The wind dried the ground up. Thank God it done it. Brother, listen. Could you not imagine them Israelites? Thank God walking through on dry ground by faith. And God brought deliverance. Thank God sometimes you just have to stand still and wait for him to move. Amen. He ain't left you. You say, how you know he hadn't? He said he wouldn't. And Moses, thank God, let them out, brother. They took him. He let them through the Red Sea. He let them out by blood. And he let them through by power. It takes them both. They got, thank God, headed to the other side. And here come Pharaoh. Amen. God shut it up on him. Amen. It's drowned his rear. Amen. And all them people. Amen. Listen, he put them in the mud. Amen. Thank God their wheels about to get to fall off of them chariots. Them chariots, brother. Amen. They all fear Pharaoh and his chariots. Amen. God knocked the wheels off of them. Amen. That's right, buddy. He put the water back on them, drowned them. Amen. Listen, God take care of your enemy. Amen. If you'll walk by faith and do what he says, he ain't going to leave you, thank God. There might be some things God wants you to do tonight for supernatural God to do something. And it ain't that he can't do it if you don't do it. But there's sometimes some prescriptions in the will of God for you to do some things if you want God to do it for you. Amen. They got to the other side, started singing the song of Moses.
Yes, they did.
Just praising God for drowning that crowd. Boy, that's hard on people today. They said, well, they're singing and thanking God for drowning them. Yeah, they were. God raised Pharaoh up for that purpose. To show his power upon him. That's right. That's the book. Amen. Listen. Thank God he never forsook his own though. Amen. David said, I've been young and now I'm old. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Nor seed begging bread. I ain't never seen it. I mean, I never have laid hold. Eyes, thank God, of a man that God forsook. Never have is his. God never forsake his own. Never would. Nothing shall separate me from the love of Christ. In Christ Jesus. Ain't nothing. I mean, when it comes to death, it ain't going to separate me. Persecution, whatever I go through, afflictions. Amen. Listen, you only know it by experience. You know about that, Brother Todd, laying up with your back and all kind of things. That's when the devil will jump on you. When you're down physically. I remember up at the hospital, I was about to go, that's I told you this before. And buddy, I said, good health. I had a lot of pride about that God showed me he was in control of that too. Amen. I mean, I was playing, thank God, coaching basketball and preaching, going to the jail, preaching, thank God, preaching here. Amen. 55 years old, felt pretty good. Amen. Went home on a Sunday night under some stress now. Amen. Went home, got on the, thank God, on the floor. Amen. And my wife was looking at me. She is, you know, she's always watching, trying to find out something. And she said, what's wrong with you? I said, nothing. I lied to her. So I thought, I'm going to go in there and get them 25-pound dumbbells, lay on my back and press them up. She'll know then ain't nothing wrong with me. I got on the back, thank God, took them 25-pounders and pumped them up. And when I did, I felt it. And I thought, I'll try it again, see if it's still there. Pressed them dumbbells. Oh, it hurt worse. I picked them up. I bowed my head and walked in there with them, put them back where they had them. Amen. And she was watching me all the way and says, what's wrong with you? I said, well, I'm kind of a little hurting a little bit. That's the first time I even detected it. I went to bed with it. Amen. I ain't going to go through all this stuff. You've heard it before. Monday evening, I was going to basketball practice, and boy, I was there by myself, and the pain hit me hard. I mean, just like a knife. And didn't have a heart attack, but it hurt bad. I took the phone, put 911 on it, laid on the couch and prayed. I said, God, you know where I'm at. Now, if you won't take me, anything I can do about it. I really don't want to go now, but if you want me, I'm going. Amen.
That's right.
And about that time, I went in the bathroom, took some them antacid pills. Amen. And then I got up. Amen. And I felt pretty good. And I thought, well, I'll just go on to basketball practice. Amen. That's right. Went to the jail that night and preached. Come back home. Tuesday evening, went and had a basketball game. Wednesday, I come here and preach. Thursday, I had a basketball game. And coach, you know what? If you ever see me coach, thank God it ain't just standing on the sideline. It's a getting in it. Amen. Somebody said, why you get into it? I don't know. I wish I could change my nature sometime. Amen. And then Thursday night, my wife looked over there and she said, he's going. And we rode to the hospital and sat there and she said, it might be your gallbladder. And I said, yeah, I hope it is. Amen. Thank God they can just suck that out with two things. Amen. Amen. They said they got to take your blood, and we took it, and they said, you need to sit here. And then they told my wife, we found something in his blood test. It says something's wrong with the heart or the blood, you know, in his heart. It wasn't pumping right. So I went on the treadmill. They took me into catheterization, and I come out, and even the nurse was crying. She must have felt sorry for me. Amen. She told my wife, she said, my wife is crying. She wasn't boo-hooing, but she was crying. Amen. She got pretty good control most of the time. And they said he's got four blockages. I'm going to take them to Charlotte. When they come told me that, I thought, man, I felt good. I felt good. So they put me in the hospital, couldn't do it to Tuesday. And on Saturday night, I laid up there, had some people come by and pray. Just me and God talking. I said, Lord. Now I realized that, no, I've never been in surgery like this. I had an eye surgery when I was 7. This is the only other surgery I had. And I understand it's a serious one. But God, I want you to be with me. And this is what he said. He said, I'm always with you. I'm as much with you right now as you're preaching. That's what he said. You listen to me tonight. God's everywhere.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's right.
I had to learn that. God's everywhere. God just ain't in here. When I leave, he'll leave. He ain't going to sit up here on the pew and say, I'll see you next Wednesday. He's going home with me. He's with you always. He's with you everywhere you go. Amen. I sat laid up in that room and I got to singing. And it felt good. You know, I know people thought I was probably crazy. I'm about to go to heart surgery. And I'm telling y'all, I'm honest with y'all. I know y'all prayed and fervent for me because I felt it. I never hurt as far as through the surgery. And the only thing that really hurt me is when they come and draw blood out of some way, they got in this wrist here and she said, it's going to hurt. And I don't know what in the world that was, but boy, it hurt. Amen. But after that, I mean, they put all that dope in me and put me to sleep. Amen. I mean, they put the anesthesia on me, son. I mean, the deep anesthesia. Amen. I'm talking about out. The only thing I remember, and the next thing is, and thank God my family is standing out there, and I'm still half out. Amen. And they're standing out there looking at me. Amen. And they is waving, and I thought, that's them, and I've done like that. Amen. That's about it. The nurse come got me, said, we're going to move you to a room. You know how it is when you've been anesthesia'd. Amen. You just look at her and said, she said, I'm going to take you to your room, sir. I said, you such a nice lady. That's what I told her. I said, you such a nice lady. Amen. She said, thank you. Amen. We went up there and then the nurse come in. I believe y'all come that night. You and Caleb might have come that night. I remember you just standing at the door. That's all I remember. I had other people come by and I was out of it. I mean, I was just out of it. That woman said, you're going to have to get up and walk. I said, I ain't wanting to walk. She said, you walking tonight? I said, I don't want to. My wife got tickled. That woman was tough, man. I mean, tough. She was laying my back. Amen. I said, you know what, ma'am? You remind me of a basketball coach. That's what I told her. I said, Bobby Knight's the name. She said, who's that? I said, he's a mean coach. Amen. She said, well, get up anyhow. And we walked down the hall and come back. And you know, Brother Joe, I'm telling you the truth. I was in there I was in the hospital from Thursday to the following Sunday, about 10 days. And Brother Robert, I had that surgery. They cut me up with a saw. You know that some of y'all's had it. Amen. And open your ribs up and tie them together. Put your heart back in, thank God, and put you on your way. That's a miracle of God. You know what? I'm telling you, I ain't bragging on it. It's just the grace of God. I cannot tell you tonight that I ever went through any severe pain. Amen. Listen, thank God that's God, friend. I'm telling you, say why? I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Thank God, no matter what you go through in this life. Amen. Thank God, that's right. He'll go to the very end. Amen. I've tried to figure out how to comfort people. As a preacher. And the only thing I know to do is just pray. You've been through some hardships.
Yes, sir.
Remember that day.
Yep.
Remember praying.
Yes, sir.
In that little old car that night. Mm-hmm. And we cried our hearts out before God.
Sure.
But brother, when I left, he never did.
That's right.
When you took your wife and planted her in that cemetery with her, she left. And there's great memory and there's still a presence of that. But God never left you.
No, he hasn't.
That's right.
He never has. That's right. But you believed him.
But I believe he was always
with him. That's right. And brother, listen. There's a lot of things you go through in this life. There's a lot of stories in this church of hardships and hard times, difficult days. And I can tell some of them myself because I know what you've been through. But there's a God in heaven that never left you nor forsook you. Never did. He's always been there to hand you what you needed when you needed it. It might not what you wanted, but he gave what you needed when you needed it. And he'll never forsake you. He said, thank God. He said, I take care of the birds of the air. He said, how much more are you valuable to me to take care of you? And brother, I'm telling you tonight, listen. You think about this here. Your daddy and mama sitting over here. If you went to them seriously and said, Daddy, I want something to eat. He loves you so much, he's going to get you something. If a son would ask him for a piece of bread, he wouldn't give you a stone because he loves you. How much more shall God give good gifts to his own people that ask him? All you do is ask him. How hard's that? Why have we made the Christian life hard when it's asking and receiving? When it's by faith believing. Get it out of your hand and put it in his. Isn't that right? Just get it out of your hand and put it in his. I believe this is verbally. This is just my opinion. I believe it's verbal talking to God.
Yes.
I believe that. I know God knows what I need for asking. I know God, the Holy Ghost, interprets my groanings when I pray. He takes them to God. He does it. The Holy Spirit's my intercessor. But listen, God wants to hear my voice. God loves to hear my voice. He loves to hear me say, Father, in the name of your son Jesus, I come to you and I'm calling on you for this need. And he's not going to forsake me. He's not going to close his ears. He's there for you. He's there for you. He's there for me. All you had to do is ask. Yes, ask tonight. Thank God, just ask him. He's faithful and just. He's a good God. He's a loving God. Amen. There's great blessings upon them and ask him. If you'll ask him, thank God, he'll do it. Amen. He's faithful to do it. Amen. Listen. Thank God, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. God bless it. Thank you, Lord. Appreciate you hearing it. Was this right? He's going to leave you? You think God's going to turn you away? He said this, all that the Father give me shall come to me. And I like that second part. And him that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. He could cast you out. That's my son. Amen. Listen, they sung the old song. Miss Jennifer used to sing in verses. He loves me when I'm good. He loves me when I'm bad. Jesus loves even me. Amen. Amen. Listen, I can testify this, and I ain't wanting to be bad on purpose. But when I ain't been my best, it seems like he's at his best.
That's right.
And when you ain't at your best, you know you really need him. But can I tell you this? You know you really need him all the time.
That's right.
That's right. He's faithful. I bless his name. Let's stay. No, that's about all right. Maybe you need to come talk to him. I mean, something on your heart, you need this.